and someone who's integral to the South African story in the work that they do. You see them at the site of tragedy. You see them at the site of suffering in our country. And that is Gift of the Givers. And founder Imtiaz Suleiman joins me today. Imtiaz, you are one of the people that government thought, we have to invite you. You have to be here. You have to be part of this moment. And I think it is in appreciation for the role that you and your organization and your teams across the country play in nation building. How does it feel to be here on this morning?
It feels fantastic, Iman. You know,
any good event that unites the country, that brings people together, that brings hope, that brings positivity, is great for our country. People from diverse political backgrounds, diverse cultures are here today, and all today it's about building relationships, about working together, finding each other, even though we may have differences, to find each other and say, you know what, it's our country. We need to be patriots. We need to look at the difficulties and how to go forward. I've met ex-ministers, DGs, business people. Everybody has the same thought. How do we take the country forward positively? I mean, that's a great thought to have in this kind of environment. As the weather is fantastic for winter, it's a great day, great sun, and there's so much of happiness and enthusiasm in the area.
I want to steal from what you have just said around nation building, because a lot of South Africans who didn't want this outcome might be thinking, where's my place in this country? Where do I see myself even politically, when I feel like my hopes and dreams, my wishes have not been realized? And I think what's important about what you said was, it doesn't matter from which perspective you come, if we have the central vision and purpose of doing something in taking our country forward, that is enough and a good enough start.
You see, the problem is people think the country belongs to the government. The country doesn't belong to the government. They're only administrators for the country. The country belongs to us, to 65 million people. And we're the ones that make that difference. And we're the ones that can make the pressure. And we are the ones that have to be optimistic. And we are the ones that should do something ourselves. The old story, don't wait for what the government can do for you, is what you can do for the country. And we have that kind of collective thinking. If you look at corporates, how to improve the economy, how to create jobs, street workers, how can you make the roads cleaner and better? The public, why do you throw dirt in the drains? And that's why when you have floods, all the city gets messed up. All of us have to take responsibility, because every single one of us is a patriot. And if we work together, yes, there will be differences. We can never have the same thoughts. But as long as we overcome and work in a collective manner and find the right solution, we will solve the problems of this country.
We have some of those high-profile arrivals, and we heard there already who's coming into the venue, approaching the amphitheatre, and they are near the stage, and that is Mama Grasa Michelle. And we'll see a number of high-profile people, people that we recognize historically, people who are contemporary political players, people who are heads of state or deputy heads of states and prime ministers of their governments. Dr. Naledi Pandor is one of the program directors here today, the Minister of International Relations and Cooperation. And I know you have a special appeal that you've made when it comes to her political future. Why do you want her to stay on?
She's been integral on the Palestinian issue. You know, and the ICJ case was taken forward by her, her team, Ronald Lamola, and of course the judges. To me, ANC is Palestine is part of ANC policy. It has been there for several years, from Mandela and from all the leaders that have come through. To give that up means to sell your soul. Let's be blunt and open about it. That to give up that struggle, no matter what government, what partnership you have formed, is to sell your soul. Because that case was fought on the basis of humanity, on integrity, on morality, and on values. And to suddenly say, we're not going to take that case on, tells me I can't trust you for now and for the future. It means a very, very big mistake is being made. Because if we lose our humanity, there's much more we can lose going forward.
What should be happening?
Certainly, and I'm saying it again, Mr. President, appoint Naledi Pandor as the Minister of International Relationships. In Minister of International Relations, you are 40% in the GNU. You have the strongest say. No smaller party should stop you from doing that. And I call upon you again, as I said last week, Wednesday, at the Tutu Foundation, that we should appoint Naledi Pandor as the Minister of International Relations. Forget the ICJ case. Forget Palestine. Because of that itself, it has built such great stature for South Africa. Wherever you go in the world, as a tourist, as an ordinary person, as a politician, South Africa stands up like when we had it in 1994. We've lost it along the line. And this has brought us back in the top of the world, you know, amongst every country, not only governments, but the masses, the universities, the students, the people, the taxi drivers, the hospitality industry. We've gone right to the top once again. That boosts our image. It brings tourism as a byline. You know, people come to our country and people want to learn from our experience.
What is your one prayer from this moment today, Dr. Suleiman?
I think the government has made a mistake. I don't think it's the government of national unity. It's a government of selective unity. And I'm saying they should bring in the EFF, they should bring in the MK, because essentially it's one party. EFF, COPE, MK, ANC were one party. This was the liberation movement. Why have you divided yourselves? Why have you split yourself in that manner? We need to overcome the egos, the differences, and go back to our roots and our values for humanity. They need to sit together and solve the problems together.
In a quick word, is this one of the biggest mistakes the ANC is making in this moment?
Yes. I don't think the ANC is thinking clearly. I don't think they're thinking for themselves. I think there's outside influences thinking for them.
Like who?
Foreign powers, foreign governments, corporates, you know, and I think the ANC should go back and look at the friends that they've had. They've been in the trenches, they've done lots of things together. How can you say it's a government of national unity and exclude people that were in the trenches with you? It just doesn't make sense.
Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, at least we can always rely on you to speak your mind as you see it. Thank you very much for talking to us today. I know there's a warm black blanket that's waiting for you on your chair. Go and get warm. And again, appreciate the work that the organization does.